Please could you get your guest this morning, David Tennant, to give a shout out to the absolute DT fangirls. They're having like a, these are American ladies who have stayed up very late all over East and West Coast.
Right.
And Midwest America, staying up to listen to you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, the DT fangirls on East and West Coast. Much appreciated. You should probably go to bed now, honestly. We're not going to see anything else interesting in the next 10 minutes.
Oh, I don't know where you've been going this morning. I've got a great email here from Ide Gottfried, another one of the DT girls from Chicago, actually.
Okay.
What was it like? David went to the... I saw him at the red carpet at the Emmy Awards.
Mm.
How was that? That must be terrifying.
Well, it wasn't terrifying for me, because nobody had a clue who I was.
Or?
It was fine. I was just... No, I can't... Well,
Usher.
I went with the BBC America lot, because I was in LA that weekend, and they went, go to the Emmys. I went, yeah, let's go to the Emmys, why not? And then, of course, you get there, and I get... And then there's two channels. There's
Is there?
Yeah. Oh. There's the channel for the norms, and the channel for the TV people.
That's harsh.
And I got
Which
put
one
down
you
the channel
to?
For the TV people. I'm thinking,
oh,
no, no,
home.
Come on. Please don't make me do this, because I'm in a... Honestly, I'm lost here. I got pushed out of the way by... I don't know, Access, something or other.
E, we were
like
E.
Piers Morgan. Oh, it was the low moment in life.
That is a low thing in life, isn't yeah. it?
Excuse me, can
crying.
You move out of the way? Piers Morgan's
Piers
coming.
Piers Morgan is here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Yeah.
What was David's reaction the first time he saw himself in a full-length mirror dressed in his costume as Peter Vincent the Magician? Is this from
This Fright? Is from Fright Night, yeah. Well, it's all quite snug. It's some quite...
Did they use some padding down there?
It's... Steady on.
Oh, sorry.
Nope, it's all
You're
my own work.
You're still living on those lies of David Tennant. Come on. Constantly spreading those lies and myths. Yeah,
I was sewn into that costume for many hours.
Really?
And, yeah. It was snug.
And so what are you? Are you like the crusading hero in it?
Not really. I'm this Las Vegas illusionist who's also a vampire expert.
Did you have to do the accent?
No, he's a Brit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you did like a British kind of the old Motley Cotney Tennant thing.
Exactly.
Poor blimey missus. Piff, paff, pow. So that's Jonathan Ross, the magician.
Not quite like that. I mean,
no,
you know,
no.
Inspired, obviously, by you. But yeah, no. So he's a kind of reluctant hero. So the high school hero of the movie, played by Anton Yelchin, comes to find Peter Vincent. And,
now, what's happened with you in America? Okay, because obviously we all hoped and thought you would be making American. Obviously, you're doing big movies at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's a very tough game to crack over there. There's lots of big networks. It's like swim with sharks, and also very talented people don't get the right breaks, and it can be just due to timing and scripts.
Sure.
So what's happened with Rex is not my lawyer.
That was a pilot I did last year. That's not going to go. That's come and gone, like many pilots do.
Was it good fun making it, though?
Oh,
did you
great,
think,
oh, yeah.
I hope this happens and it'd be good fun to work
did.
Out here?
But I was. I mean, obviously, it would have been a wonderful thing to get offered, but it didn't work out, so I did a film for DreamWorks instead. I think that was sort of... I think it was all right in the end.
And so what would you like? Did you hope to sort of do more work back here now? Is this home for you, or flip-flop between the two?
Yeah, I'll just go wherever they want me, to be honest.
So what have you got coming up next? You've got two movies at the moment. Please tell me about Decoy Bride. We had to jump on. I didn't know you'd make someone called Decoy Bride. So Richie went on IMDb.
Yeah.
Please tell the audience about the pitch. I love this for Decoy Bride. This sounds like one of my Doc Hollywood movies. So you're the Decoy Bride, innit?
No.
Oh, why are you?
I'm a novelist who the biggest star in
called
Hollywood.
Called Dave.
No,
oh.
called James.
Oh,
I'm very versatile.
Versatile. The range in you.
I have a slightly different hairstyle and a different suit. Although I do have the same accent. I play this novelist called James, who the biggest star in Hollywood has fallen in love with, and they're going to get married. But because she's the biggest star in Hollywood, they're being chased around the world by the Paps.
Sure.
So in a bid to escape them and to get married in private, they go to this remote Scottish island.
I love this. This is great.
And they enlist a local girl to be a decoy
and
bride.
And that's you as well.
No.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I'm also being deluded by the management team of my future wife because I can't be trusted, you see. It all makes sense when you see it. And
so
of course,
it's a fun rom-com?
Of course it is, yeah. And inevitably, me and the decoy bride end up...
falling in love and marrying.
Well, you know, it's a rom-com, so it wouldn't be a stretch to imagine it's something like that.
Oh, but that was great fun,
It was
though.
Really good fun. And Kelly MacDonald, who is the decoy bride, is just fantastic.
Yeah,
and
that must be hard work.
Yeah, and Alice Eve, who's the Hollywood star, brilliant. And we had Michael Urey from Ugly Betty playing her manager, who's hysterical. So it was a really great bunch of people. Yeah.
And so next year, so people could see this Sunday, BBC One, 9 o'clock.
Single Father.
Four weeks.
Yes. Indeed.
Which you seem really pleased with. You seem really,
really
proud.
Really, really proud of it. Yeah. Yeah, I really am.
Because that'll be the first thing that people have seen you outside of Doctor Who on the BBC.
Did they not see St. Trinians too?
If you look in a bargain bin, I think they're fine. No,
it's a big hit.
Guys, a huge hit.
Made a lot of money.
Oh, where was that in the Oscars? Could that dodge the nominations? Listen, who do I complain to?
Who do you complain to? Yes. Let's get on to that straight away.
About what? What have you got to complain about?
It was a great movie. Yeah, should have been recognised.
Fine work.
It was.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, apart from the billions that must have seen that,
yeah,
there's a couple of people we left over, not many, who are looking forward to seeing you back outside of Doctor Who, your first big thing back on BBC
One. I think it's the first
thing
I've done on the BBC, yeah. And it's very different from Doctor Who, but it's the BBC, it's proper quality drama, the sort of thing that, you know, we'll miss if they take away the licence fee.
There he is.
You see?
Pinko DT's going off the line, I like it. Miliband's going to be calling you later on to give you a job in his shadow.
I haven't heard from him.
All right, we're going to play one last song, then we'll come back with David Tennant.